Representatives from Calista Corporation met at the Cultural Center in Bethel earlier this month with shareholders and descendants to discuss the details of an upcoming vote on whether to issue shares to afterborns or those born after December 1971, when newly formed Alaska Native corporations enrolled their shareholders. KYUK's Charles Enoch reports.
Calista President and CEO Andrew Guy and Chairman Willie Casaioli shared information about what shareholders can expect if Calista shareholders triple in number. One of the shareholders' main concerns focused on how much the annual dividend would decrease. Bethel resident and shareholder Stanley Hoffman says he would rather not have his annual dividend diluted further, giving a comparison between Calista and other regional corporations who issue shares that are in the tens of thousands.
I can see them doing that and get a healthy dividend. If this passes, we'll never see another dividend. The way I look at it, my kids will benefit more, too, because they'll get my shares after I die. The way it is right now, they're not benefiting at all.
For example, if Calista gave out dividends to its 12,900 shareholders at $3.50 per share like it did earlier this year, a shareholder with 100 shares would receive $350. But if the number of shareholders triples to as much as over 40,000, Calista would have to reduce the dividends to as much as a third of the original worth. In the example, that would bring the dividend down to $1.08 per share, and the average shareholder would receive around $108. Other issues that were mentioned at the Bethel meeting were possible increases in administrative costs and the difficulty of reaching a quorum during future shareholder meetings, among other things. Also, shareholders will not be able to gift or transfer these new shares, and these shares die with the shareholders, so to speak. Bethel resident Connie Sankwitz is a Calista shareholder. She says the meeting included information she believes many have not considered.
This presentation was really good. It was very well outlined. I think that when the vote was initially passed in 2011, where shareholders, the majority of the shareholders wanted to see a vote to enroll descendants, that the majority of the shareholders were not well informed on what would happen.
Calista shareholders voted on a proposal in 2011 to look at the possibility of issuing shares to descendants. Representatives from Calista will meet with shareholders from different communities in the near future to answer questions. Sometime next year, possibly during the summer months at the annual meeting, shareholders will vote on whether descendants will be issued shares. The date and location of the meeting will be decided during the next Calista quarterly meeting in the first week of December. In Bethel, I'm Charles Enoch.